The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5 streaming at krsh.com. Lucinda Williams from the perfect album, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, Can't Let Go. Hey, guess who's here? It's Wine Wednesday.
In the house.
In the house, Ziggy the Wine Gal.
We're on the trilogy of badass women. We got Lucinda. Yep. We got Mindy in the morning.
Woo!
Wine Gal's here without a cocktail shaker. Why?
I know. Why?
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 Well, thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal, and you'll hear all about why I don't have a cocktail shaker this morning. A big thank you to Oliver's Markets for sponsoring Wine Wednesday now for 29 years. And to Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that Oliver's has four fabulous locations. And there truly is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And I always love it when friends come to visit from anywhere in the Bay Area. They spend the night in Zigtown. And they always bring their coolers and all their shopping bags because they go to Oliver's to get all their groceries and stock up on all their pantry items and fresh produce because there really is nothing like Oliver's Markets. Well, I try and explain to people that haven't either visited wine country or are not really familiar with what makes this such a magical growing region here in Sonoma wine country is the diurnal swing, for one thing. So very noticeable today on my way in. When I got up this morning, it was 41 degrees. It is currently now 44 degrees in Zigtown. At least it was 45 minutes ago when I left. And it's going to be 80 degrees today. So you think about that expanse, like how amazing that is. And grapes, you know, love it when it doesn't get too cold. They love it when they can rest at night so they get a chance to mature. The more heat you have, the more easily they ripen, which is good to a point. But this diurnal swing just makes the grapes so happy. And right now, I'm glad that it's not 30 below, and I'm glad it's not raining. I'm over the rain, and it's just going to be a happy spring day today. Everything in the garden in Zigtown is popping, and all my friends' gardens are popping. We've got beautiful tulips that are just dancing in the wind. Yesterday afternoon, it was so pretty, but all my peas are getting right ready for picking almost, and then our favas are just about getting there. I love fava beans. And do you know, here's a little fun fact, the fava bean, almost everything on that plant is edible. So you can take the leaves from the fava and you can turn it into pesto, which is so delicious. The flowers that are on there before they become the beans are so fragrant and so beautiful. Those are great in salads. Anyway, I digress, but I've been busy as a bee, Mindy. Just busy, busy, busy as a bee.
Yes, you've been everywhere.
This is day two back in the homeland. But I had 7 days in a row last week of competitions back to back, which is so crazy pants. That never happens. You know, usually I'll have a competition and then maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, there's another competition. You know, I do at least one a month this time of the year. It's competition season. But last week was two back to back. So I did the North Coast Wine Challenge. And this was my 12th year judging at this. And there's a huge spread in it today in the Press Democrat. As you can see, all over the paper, they have the most amazing photos and the best story about the competition with all the photos of the judges and the judging and all of the fun things. There's even a few quotes from me in there. And I just really enjoy this competition. It's one of the best run wine competitions for a local wine competitions that there is. Daryl Groom spearheads all of the magic for this competition. And this year, the best wine, the best of the best, is the La Storia by Trentadue. Miro is the winemaker there, and it's an Italian-inspired blend. It's called Cuvée 32, and it is so delicious, this red blend. And a lot of times, you know, Pinot Noirs win, or maybe a Zinfandel, even the occasional Merlot. Here is my quote in the paper today. They asked for my description of the winning wine. And I said, seductive aromas of pomegranate blossoms and juicy plums that bring your palate to a party of black raspberries, dark chocolate covered blueberries, herbs, and leather. The finish is an encore, begging for more.
Oh my, that's like a poem right there.
That's just poetry. So there's all of the winning wines, of course, listed in the Press Democrat today, and you can also go check out their website. But imagery, their rosé got best rosé of the competition. Their Aliotico Rosé, that came from my panel. The Best of Show white wine is from Penny Royal Farms up in Anderson Valley. The Best of Show dessert wine from superstar Carol Shelton, the most awarded woman winemaker in the country. Great dessert wine. And then the best sparkling is from Scharfenberger Cellars. Anyway, it's a lovely article on the front page of the Press Democrat. Now that we're talking about the Press Democrat, my girlfriend, Michelle Wood, is on the front page because she has just purchased the Gemtown store up in Alexander Valley. So we're very, very excited for that. It's going to be Gemtown and then some, because her catering company does a lot of Asian-inspired dim sum. So that's also another exciting thing. And anyway, so I did this wine competition last week, and then I went right into the largest spirits competition in the world. And it was my 22nd year judging that. It is by far the hardest thing that I do all year. The amount of concentration it takes for every single spirit that's in front of you. And I taste hundreds over the course of 4 days, right? So we've got judges that have flown in from all over the world, every country imaginable. We have 80 judges at that competition. When I started 22 years ago at that, I was the only woman in there. And I came walking in all bouncing in with my ponytail, and this room's full of like old curmudgeons, bald guys with these like white lab coats on, you know, and I'm like, oh, hey. And they're like, who is that chick, you know?
22 years later.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we start with about 20 vodkas, then we get into about 20 or 30 gins. And then it goes from there every single day. So you start light to dark, typically.
Swallowing?
Oh, yeah, man. We're just swallowing everything.
I'm thinking days in a row. I'm thinking, how do you even get up the next day?
It's like wine tasting. Wine judging only from the standpoint of that you smell and you spit. But you're not swishing it around. I mean, you know, spirits are a whole different animal, literally and figuratively. Like, it's they're, when you're having that amount of alcohol in your mouth, it's got to get in quick and out quick.
That's what I was thinking. I'm impressed already, Bo's baby.
I think that's the quote of the day. But it's rare that I do anything like that back to back. So I was pretty much a basket case on Monday when I got back. I was like, I just need to lay down for a while and reset my palate. The inside of your mouth gets raw, especially back to back between the wine and the spirits, right? Anyway, one of the things that you and I were talking about before we went on air this morning is how spring has sprung and you've got this fabulous summer dress on and you're ready to rock the 80-degree weather that we're going to have today. And I'm loving the weather. And more than that, I'm loving my spring wine picks. So I wanted to reveal this year's spring wine picks today. I feel like we need a big drum roll, but we're not getting a cocktail shaker today because we're solely focusing on spring wine picks.
I'll give you a little pseudo drum roll. Are we ready?
I'm ready. I can't wait. Okay. That was pseudo drum roll at its finest. So with spring wine picks, we have a winning white wine, rosé wine, red wine, and of course, sparkling wine. And here are the winners for this year's 2024 spring wine picks. The winning white wine is the 2022 vintage Dry Creek Vineyard Chenin Blanc from Clarksburg. Now, Dry Creek Vineyard is an amazing family-owned winery in the Dry Creek Valley that has been around for more than 50 years. And spring just isn't spring for me without their Chenin Blanc. It's absolutely a fabulous food wine. And they only ferment it in stainless steel, so it doesn't see this oak program. So it's really delicious. Notes of melons and tropical fruit, a little citrus, a little basil. It's definitely a beautiful spring quaffer. And today it will be my spring patio pounder. the winning rosé wine I talked about, hinted about a couple weeks ago when I had Bibiana Gonzalez-Rave in studio with me. It's her wine from Alma de Catalea. It is the Alma de Catalea 2023 vintage, so literally like you know, made 6 months ago, Rosé of Pinot Noir from Sonoma County. And this wine radiates the season. Its brilliance of spring is just absolutely bliss in a glass. I get lots of notes of wild strawberries on the aromas and the flavors, some ruby grapefruit, some wildflowers. It's just a sexy rosé. So perfect for springtime. Okay, the winning sparkling wine is the Flaunt Brut from Russian River Valley. So you might have heard this name before if you're a regular listener for Wine Wednesday, because Flaunt seems to win a lot of these wine competitions. The sparkling wines coming from this winemaker, Diana, is they're always spectacular. So if we rewind a little bit, Diana Novi was a partner and founder of Siduri Wines with her then-husband, Adam Lee. And she then separated and went off to make her own wines, calling it Flaunt Wine Company. Extraordinary sparkling wine. And she also makes incredible Pinot Noirs and rosé wines. And Diana's just a fabulous winemaker. I love, love, love her. And this Flaunt Brut is so delicious. It's dry. It's yummy. It's so perfect for springtime. It's got a lot of zippity-doo-dah. The acidity is beautiful in it. The bubbles are brilliant in it. Think nectarine skins, a little hint of spice, some melon, some citrus. And I have been finding good deals on this sparkling wine at a few retailers around town. I was in Bottle Barn recently and saw it there for quite this deal of a deal. And I'm like, oh, I always love finding a good deal, you know, Bottle Barn or Willoughby's, you know. Not that I need to buy more wine and spirits, but I still do all the live long day.
Right. You see a great deal. You can't help yourself.
You
right?
can't help yourself. Well, so Barry Herbst is the wine buyer at Bottle Barn, and he was one of the judges for the competition we were talking about earlier today, the North Coast Wine Challenge put on by the Press Democrat. And he goes, oh, hey, Zig, I just got this grower champagne in. It's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's rambling on. I'm like, yes, yes, I'll take a case. Yes, of course, I'm going to need a case of that, you know. And anytime he gets deals, he's always very good about reaching out to me. So everybody loves a good deal, right? No matter what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. So without further ado, we have to have a winning red wine for springtime, right? This is a beautiful, elegant, gorgeous, really, really, really impressive wine. It's the kind of wine that if you want to take a bottle to somebody that you know is a total wine snob, they're going to love, love, love this wine. And it's also the kind of bottle that you just want to crack open just because it's a special bottle of wine and this is a special time. And all we really know is that we have today. And this is the kind of bottle to celebrate all the days. It's the 2022 Papa Pietro Peri Pinot Noir. Say that fast five times.
No, thank you.
Papa Pietro Peri Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley. They make several expressions of Pinot Noir. This is their blend of different rock star vineyards from the Russian River Valley. Think rich plums, raspberries, and forest floor aromas. It's very tantalizing, very sexy, smooth and complex. I got little hints of cherry cola on the finish. It's just delightful and delicious. And if you haven't checked out their tasting room yet, they're located on Dry Creek Road, just about 3 minutes past the Dry Creek Valley General Store. You can't miss it. Anyway, so those are my spring wine picks. We have the winning white, rosé, bubbles, and red wine. If you were driving and couldn't write those down, you can certainly send me an email, Ziggy@krsh.com, or you can look at all the social media because the wines are up on all the social media channels. I'm even on the TikTok because my daughter said I need to be on the TikTok.
Did she tell you to call it the TikTok?
I know. She's like, Mom, you got to just don't,
you gotta
don't
drop
sound
the,
so old,
drop
right?
The.
I hope to see everybody this Saturday at the Barlow for the Sip Soiree from 11 to 3. There's going to be a fabulous, fabulous wine event from 11 to 3. And it's going to be like a walk around style in the Barlow, which is always very exciting. But they're going to have a serious lineup of rock star wineries there, including Claypool Cellars. We all love them. Pax Wines. So many delicious wineries are going to be there. Radio Coteau, Duncan Peak, Iron Horse Vineyards. Wow, what a great chance to see them. So tickets only $50, and you get to taste like over 30 wines. And they're going to have live music, and I'm definitely going to be there. So I hope to see everybody at the Barlow this Saturday. If you want to get tickets in advance, it's eventeny.com, EVENTENY.com. I guess that's a new event site. I am so familiar with a lot of those where you go to buy tickets, but this is a new one for me. And next week, we're going to have a special edition Wine Wednesday with Diane Booker of J. Booker Vineyards in the studio.
So Can't wait. So very, very
excited about that. Thank you for tuning in this morning.
Thanks.
And have a great summery, springy day.
Thanks so much, Jake. Always a pleasure. Now I've got another badass woman, Rhiannon Giddens.
We're on a roll.
We are on a roll today.